A strategically sunken home in the middle of an Ahwatukee neighborhood once caught the attention of the world. It was called the House of the Future. Did you know the House of the Future was a one-of-a-kind home built with a cutting-edge multi-computer network?
It was covered in periodicals, the media of the time, in 33 different countries. It became a world-famous house, in essence.
Martin Gibson has researched the story behind the House of the Future that opened in February 1980.
It was on TV shows of the time back then. That's Incredible, PM Magazine. They came out to little old Ahwatukee, Arizona, and profiled this futuristic house. And over 4 years, 250,000 people came to take the tour. And in the process, Presley sold a lot of regular houses.
Randall Presley was a real estate investor who founded Ahwatukee and the reason why the House of the Future was built. Gibson and I decided to meet at the home in the neighborhood known today as Custom Estates.
It is on equestrian trail, so those two little lights are flower pots there. That is the entranceway.
The house is privately owned, and we hoped the owner would allow us a look inside. Gibson says more than 30 years ago, Presley was developing this area on the southern end of South Mountain. He wanted something interesting to lure potential buyers, so he approached the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation and asked if they would develop a home like no other.
It had to have three things. It had to be futuristic. It had to accommodate a large number of people. It had to be a showplace that people could walk through, unlike a regular house. I hear the bell. It works. Okay. I don't think we're going to get any.
Dozens of companies helped build the property at an estimated cost of more than $2 million, a portion of it in donated materials. When completed, this was a 3,100-square-foot house installed with a state-of-the-art computer system with numerous sensors. It monitored the sliding doors and windows, controlled the temperature and humidity. It detected night and day and controlled the lights accordingly. And these were just a few of its many futuristic features.
It was a leap of faith. It was someone who, like Presley, had a vision and perhaps saw this being kind of the centerpiece of all the development that followed in the next 35 years.
After 4 years, the house was sold and has been sold several times over the years. Today, the property is more like a house of the past. The mostly subterranean home was constructed with a prism-shaped roof covered in bright copper. Decades later, the roof is patina green. It's the show. I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.